Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Now the question is, what is mitame in a nega? And what is the din of specifically the Kohen or other people in Rias Negayim? So when it comes to the Tumas Negayim, anybody can become tame, even a little baby can become tame ben Negayim, not Goyim, Chutz ben Hanochrim, and not a Ger Toshav. But the whole idea, even though it uses the word Adam over there, but we'll see how we learn out that that's not true, that in this case, the din of Adam does not include Nochrim and Ger Toshav. And interestingly, anybody is kosher lirot et hanegaim, but he doesn't even have to be a Kohen, meaning to analyze the nega and to decide if it's a kosher nega. It's just that the Tuma and the Taira, that is only Biyad HaKohen. So only the Kohen can say Tameh or Tahar, but a Chacham who is Yisrael can. Now the Pashtus of the Mishnah here is not that it means even a non-Kohen, but it means HaKol Kesherim, meaning even the Kohen who is not Baki Bahem U'Bishmotehem, and nonetheless, he is kosher because the Tumah V'Taira is Biyad HaKohen. This is the way the Mefarshim learn it. I leave it to you. And the next part of the Mishnah says, okay, what would be if a non-Kohen sees the Nega? How then is the Tumah V'Taira going to be Biyad HaKohen? Because Omrim Lo, we tell the Kohen, okay, stupid Kohen, say the word Tameh.
Tameh.
Okay, now it's Tameh. Say the word Tahar.
Tahar.
Okay, now it's Tahar. That's all that it means. Now, this seems to be a complete steer to the whole idea of Kol Kohen She'eino Baki Behem U'Bishmotehem and so on, Lo Yiratz HaNegayim, and that was the whole issue that we were using 72 different Marais and so on and so forth. Okay, there are different approaches to it. The simplest approach, as I explained to you before, is that the point is that the Kohen must be putting the words of the Pasuk and the understanding of the Pasuk onto the Nega. If he is doing that on his own das, and he's not the Baki and exactly what the Pasuk means, it's not kosher. But if he is somech on somebody else's das, that this is what the Torah is saying, and that person is a Baki, then that's okay, as long as he's the one to pronounce the Tumah and pronounce the Tahar. What about if there's two Negayim on the same, at the same time, maybe on the same person or on two different people? Ein roim shnei negayim keachad, bein be'ish echad, bein b'shnei anashim. You have to first be roya one, and then you say whatever the din is, your masgiro, your machlito, or your potro. You have three options, remember, every re'iya, this is not a nega taharu. Or it just requires hezker. Or this is muchlat, because it's already spread, or it already has, that would be after 7 days, or it's already has in its sar, Lavan, or it has Michas Basar Chai. Fine. So you do whatever you do first, and then you go to the next Nega, whether it's on the same person or it's on a different person. Now, if you've got two Negaim that are on the same person, what would be the din if he gets that second Nega and he's coming back for the end of the first week after the Kohen already Paskin the din on the first Nega? Well, that's different. If the guy is already in Hezger, ein mazgirin et hamuzgar. So what we don't do is make a second Hezger for a Nega that appeared during the time that he was already in Hezger for his first Nega. We wait until we finish the din of the Hezger on the first Nega, and then we can deal with the second Nega. We will also not be machlit a person on a new nega when he was already muchlat and we already told him he's tameh. Furthermore, if he's already a muchlat, forget about not being machlit. We're not mazger him for a second nega. He finishes up whatever he has to do with that first nega, then we'll start over again. Not only that, if he's musgar and he had a second nega and he was musgar on that second nega, and now we're coming along and we're looking at it. We're not going to be machlit for another nega while he's being muskar for his first nega. So then that means that we will have to finish doing whatever we do with an original nega. But suppose if nega appears at the beginning of something. So let's say, okay, bitchila. So I looked at the first nega. I didn't say anything. Now I'm turning to look at the second nega on the same body. Or besof shavua. So in other words, I already did a hezger on nega number one, and now he's back here. I'm looking at it again at the end of hezger, and I see that there is another nega, and I don't say anything about the first nega. So then I can look at both negayim, and I can say what the halacha is. The important thing over here is the issue of when I already say something about the first nega. So for instance, I can be the mazgir, the kohen, who is being mazgir, a nega that was there before, and he can be go ahead and be mazgir for a new nega at the same time, which will allow the next week to be a good week for both of the negayim. For one, it'll be the first week of Hezger. For the other one, it'll be the second week of Hezger. But that is much more effective. Furthermore, if I see now a new nega that has simen of a Seir Lavan in it, or Mirchas Basar Chai, and at the same time, I see that the other person, the other nega, has spread. So I could be machlit for both of them. So I'm machlit. If I'm being machlit on nega number one, I could be machlit him on nega number two, and that way he doesn't have to go through two separate tyras. He can actually be yotze with one tyra for both of those in a goyim. Or I can be mazgir one nega, and I can say, this new nega is completely tar. Or I can be machlit the first nega, and I could say, this new nega is completely tar. As long as I looked at it before I made my psak. So then I can issue both psakim together.